When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tuck it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And if I'm a little bit short this morning, if I get a little crabby, it's I'm going in to have some blood work done not long after the show, so I have to avoid having coffee. So yeah, you're stuck with uncaffeinated Tim. I don't know that I definitely have to have blood work, but I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'm assuming that there was something I was supposed to get done. So I made the appointment. But yes, I cannot wait till around 11:15 or so I'll be able to have a cup of coffee and something to eat. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
How you doing?
You know, with the whole thing with the Stewart Group, you know, going bankrupt and all of that, that's going to affect a lot of people who go to those hospitals, going to be displaced. And someone was telling me, PrimaCare, they've been trying to see a doctor, but because of all the migrants, they've been shifting their priority to taking care of all the influx of migrants. I don't know if you heard anything about...
No, I haven't heard anything
about
like
that.
No.
Yeah. Can you... I don't know. If that's something you guys would look into?
Yeah, I just don't think that it's true.
Well... It's something when I was told, I kind of was taken aback. I know that we've been getting a lot of migrants coming in here and to the state, over 300,000 in our city, too.
So
we're getting them every day, you know.
So they're just calling up and making appointments at PrimaCare?
They're trying to see their physician or get a doctor, and they can't get a doctor.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that that's true. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I was taken aback by it.
I think what you're having happen, though, is you're having a lot of people who are, you know, Steward healthcare members, you know, from the various different organizations that they're part of, who are trying to get into other facilities because they're worried that they're going to lose their doctor because of the bankruptcy. So what they're doing is they're trying to go to like South Coast Health or other places and try to get appointments. And that's making a backlog of appointments. I know that I missed an appointment that I was supposed to have a couple weeks ago. And now I can't get another one until I think it's late September. And that's not my primary care, but still, I mean, that's, you know, just what they're dealing with.
Right. That's primary care. But, you know what, but it is putting a strain on our healthcare system. There's no doubt about it when you have all of these people come in, you know, and I was just something I thought I'd bring up on your show. I mean, I was kind of taken aback by it.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody can call in and let me know, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, if anybody knows, you know, I'd like to hear it, what they know. All right, Tim.
All right. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
And 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So, yeah, that is a big problem. Because when I was talking to the person who was making the schedule. It was my fault. I totally forgot that I had an appointment. It was with the oncologist. Totally forgot. And they called me and said, hey, you were supposed to be here earlier today. And, you know, we just want to make a new appointment for you. I said, oh, you're right. I was supposed to be there today. But I had another appointment the next day. And so I thought that's what the appointment was that I had coming up. I didn't realize that I had two. And so then I said, well, can I just get another appointment? I'm free all of next week. And she was like, no, actually, you know, it's going to be a while now because there's a lot of people. I have South Coast Health, so there's a lot of people who are coming over from some of these other, you know, from the steward group who are trying to, make appointments. So it's a little bit more of a hold up. And I said, no, that's fine. I understand. It's my fault. Thankfully, you know, everything's good. This is not, you know, not expected to have any issues show up. So, and in fact, no, I'm sorry, it was the surgeon I was supposed to see. The last time I saw the oncologist, he said, I don't want to see you anymore. You're all set. So this was the surgeon I was supposed to follow up with. So it's not anything. You know, my other kidney hasn't fallen out, so I'm okay. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Good. You're going to the doctor, huh? Good luck with that.
Yeah, just my regular checkup.
Yeah. I have two things to mention. The first one is, could you please tell me, at the market basket, how is it that any customer shopping can get close enough to an oil fryer to be squirted with hot oil? How does this happen?
Oh no. What's worse is that they weren't close to it. The oil shot 15 feet in the air and hit the person. They weren't close at all.
Oh, my God. When I heard that, you've got to be kidding me.
It's insane.
And they both got hurt. And one was a child.
So it was, I think the gentleman was either 71 or 79 years old. I can't remember. And then there was a store employee that was burned. And then also an 11-month-old child. They didn't say if it was a boy or a girl.
Well, I know that wasn't on purpose, but what a lawsuit that is.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of, and, I've worked with fryolators for a long time. If you put something frozen in the fryolator, that'll happen. But you put frozen things in the fryolator all the time. So I don't know what would have caused this to happen.
Well, they could be hiding the reason, too. Like you're saying, they could have threw something frozen in there. Who knows? But that's a long distance. You said 15 feet?
That's what it said. Yeah, 15 feet. That's how far the splatter had gone.
When I heard that story, boy, the bells went off in my head. I said, are you kidding me? You're way behind that counter. So that really had to be something to see. I mean, it's awful to really witness it, but to see something like that, I don't understand it. I don't get it. And the second thing is the Charmant Diner. Now, I know it's on the BSM News. I heard it a couple times. How come not one person at BSM made an article to read? I'm looking all over the BSM and there's nothing.
Well,
Diner is going to be what, an antique now? Or some guy bought it? And what is he going to do? Is it going to be in the Museum of Diners? I didn't hear the whole story.
I think he said he was going to put like some art in it. I don't know. I didn't hear the whole story either.
So you know nothing about it? Like somebody just bought it and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was for sale. We had articles about it being for sale. The sheriff's department wanted to get rid of it.
The guy that bought it, they said something about he's an antique dealer or something, so he must have something in mind.
Well, he said he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it a diner too. So he's going to add some other features to it.
Great. My mother and I went to so many diners. I mean, and too bad it had to sit that long up there. I mean, that's a shame.
And those O'Mahony diners are, you know, the ones that are really the highly sought after ones. Because, you know, there's a lot of places that are called diners, but they're not necessarily the prefabricated diners like the O'Mahony's were or some of the other styles that they had. So those are really highly sought after. I'm surprised that, you know, there wasn't more of a bidding war for it because it was still in relatively good shape compared to how some of the other ones are.
Yeah, great places to go diners. I don't know how anybody could ever say anything bad about a diner. I mean, it's not as big as a restaurant, no, But diners, if you're going to, you want a restaurant, go to a restaurant. But
well,
diners,
there's nothing
wrong with a diner.
I don't think a diner is everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, I think lot of people that do enjoy them, they find a lot of comfort going from one to the other because you know you're going to get a good meal out of them.
Yeah. I mean, we still got what? Jake's Diner? Is that still there?
Yep. Jake's is still there.
What is it?
Oh, the Orchid Diner? I think that closed down. That was in New Bedford.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know why I said the name Angel somewhere.
The Mattapoisett Diner, Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner, that's still open.
Yeah. My mother and I had so many breakfasts in them diners on different days when we went out. It's a lot of fun. We need more diners. I'm sad about that Shawmut Diner, really. You know, it's too bad.
Bill Punt's still around, too. I mean, I guess they've got some new owners over there.
Yeah, yeah. And the last thing, I'll just comment that story there about Jimmy Buffett. Nice, great picture of Barry with Buffett. Nice picture right there.
Yeah, got the chance to interview him before the when they had the his stage show at the PPAC.
A lot of great music from that man. It was very sad when he left. I felt it that day when I heard that news about him. I used to sing that song all around. I mean, it had good music, real good music, yeah. Well, good luck at the doctor's today. I haven't been out for my walk. I still feel a little humidity here, so I don't know how I'll make out, but I'll do it anyway because I've been eating chocolate, and it's not good. Chocolate is a bad addiction. It's right up there with cocaine and stuff. I'm not lying.
No, I believe it.
I am not. Yeah, because you can go months without it, but if you just taste it one more time, that's it. You're back in. So now I'm fighting it now because I bought chocolate the other day. I bought a lot of it, and I got real sick. I'm admitting it to everybody that's listening. I got sick because I overdid it, and I gave the rest of it away to one of my neighbors. He's not a diabetic. I made sure because I never would have gave it to him. But he grabbed it right away. So, well, good luck with the doctor.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you having trouble with the WBSM app? I'm not able to get it since yesterday afternoon.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from anybody. I mean, I'll open mine up and see. But what's it doing for you? Is it?
It's just a blank screen on my phone. With a little circle in the middle, like something's coming on, but it hasn't come on for 24 hours.
Oh, no, mine's working okay.
Okay, I'll check my phone. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say, have you tried just restarting your phone?
Yes, I have.
Usually that solves most problems. You can also try deleting the app and re-downloading it sometimes because they put out a lot of updates for it because they're always, you know, improving things. Sometimes the updates don't carry through, so you might be stuck between versions.
Thank you for your suggestions.
All right. Hope it works out. Let me know if it doesn't.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. I haven't heard from anybody else about an issue, but usually that's what happens is they'll put out some updates to it because they're constantly improving everything. We were on a call yesterday. We have a call that we do where they talk about all the new features and things that they roll out for our websites, and a lot of it is stuff behind the scenes that, you know, doesn't affect all of you as listeners or as readers. It's just things that make it, you know, better for us as the content creators. And just, you know, hearing them talk about we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's actually, I'll tell you, yesterday was all talking about improvements to our newsletter format. So we're going to have better newsletters coming your way. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, you can do so at WBSM.com. And it'll get delivered to your inbox every day with all of our top stories. And when there's breaking news, we'll send you an email that way too. So it's a really good feature. But, you know, they're talking about doing this and doing that. And I was like, man, this development team never sleeps. They're always just constantly coming up with ways to make things better, even if it's just a little tweak here or there. So when that happens, sometimes your app might not update automatically and you might get stuck between versions. That used to happen to me on one of my phones, but it hasn't happened lately. I mean, I've got a relatively new Samsung. I think this is the S21. Every time I'm about to upgrade, I'm like, well, wait, there's a new phone coming out in February. I'll wait. And then I forget. And then I go in again and I'm like, well, now I'll just wait till next February. But the new, I guess the new version of the Galaxy is going to have all kinds of AI features and things like that. So I'll probably get that one. I don't know what any of it is. I don't know what any of it does, but I'm just running out of space on my phone. So I've got to upgrade sooner or later. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are keeping an eye out because there might be an announcement before the end of this program as to who Kamala Harris has selected as her vice presidential candidate. If not, it'll probably happen during Chris's show because they're saying to expect the announcement this morning. CNN and others are reporting that Harris has whittled it down to really two finalists. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, but that Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is still in the mix. So I don't know how you can whittle it down to two, but there's still a third person in the mix. I don't get that. We talked about this a little bit with Jack Spillane yesterday. You know, Shapiro would help. You know, he's a very popular governor in Pennsylvania. Will he help deliver a much-needed swing state? And is America ready for a ticket that has a woman of color, a black and Indian woman, as at the top of the ticket, and then a Jewish man as the number two? And then, you know, so you're getting his popularity, but with Walz, you also get, you know, that Midwestern Democrat support too. And that could help carry her. So that could be another factor in his favor. Plus, Walz has gotten a lot of attention lately with his, you know, his calling Trump and Vance weird. And he was on a lot of the TV shows, and he seems like a guy that would be a real asset on the campaign trail. So I don't know. Could be either one. If you asked me to put money on it, I would not. But we'll keep an eye out to see if there's any announcements made. 508-996-0500. Right now, we're going to take a break. Be back in a few moments. I've got a good thing for you. How about a great spot to have some dinner? How about a great spot to have your next event? How about the Lobster Pot? It is in a fantastic location right on Narragansett Bay in Bristol, Rhode Island. And when you walk in, I mean, it's first of all, it's much bigger on the inside than it looks on the outside when you get there. And then when you walk in, you say, oh, this is a real New England seafood restaurant. They have a nice bar and lounge where you can hang out and have a drink. And then I love to sit in the tables that overlook the water. And if the weather is good enough, you can actually eat right outside on the water. You want to try some of their signature dishes, including swordfish, lobster, scallop risotto, and one of my personal favorites, the lobster grilled cheese. It's nice and thick, stuffed with lobster meat, thick slice of tomato. It's so good. It's probably one of the top five sandwiches I've ever eaten in my life. And that's just one of the many, many great meals they have at the Lobster Pot on Narragansett Bay in Bristol, Rhode Island. Check their website, lobsterpotri.com, for entertainment throughout the summer. And speaking of entertainment, we can certainly talk about entertainment. But before we get into that, of course, we've got to talk about the news. We've got to get all the top stories of the day. And we're going to do that right now with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Kamala Harris set to announce her VP pick. The American Red Cross says there's a nationwide blood shortage and a popular breakfast cereal, the subject of two lawsuits.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be at a rally in Philadelphia tonight, and her new running mate is expected to be with her. Harris met with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz over the weekend. She's expected to announce her pick today, sometime before the rally. Officials in Savannah, Georgia, calling what started out yesterday as Hurricane Debby a once-in-a-thousand-year potential rainfall event. The National Hurricane Center says Debby could cause historic and catastrophic flooding throughout the southeast. The storm has caused at least five deaths in Florida and Georgia. The UN says nine staff members have been fired over their possible involvement in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The UN has not specified what role the staffers allegedly played in the attack. More than 1,200 people were killed and another 250 were taken hostage in the attack. Investors on Wall Street hope today's a better day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,000 points on Monday. Fears of the U.S. economy heading into a recession touched off a global market sell-off. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq also suffered heavy losses. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was surprised by the plea deal reached with three men behind the 9/11 terror attacks. Austin revoked the deal last Friday that would have allowed the accused plotters to avoid the death penalty. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said Austin respects independent prosecutorial decisions, but believed he had to intervene in the case. The American Red Cross says there is an extreme shortage of blood across the nation. Last month, extreme heat affected blood drives across the country, resulting in a 25% decrease in blood donations. And the plaintiffs in two federal lawsuits against General Mills aren't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The lawsuits allege that the chocolate-flavored breakfast cereal could contain high levels of lead. The plaintiffs are seeking more than $5 million in damages for consumers nationwide.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals 9-5 in Kansas City last night. They square off again tonight with a first pitch at 8:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies this Tuesday morning with temperatures in the low 70s. A little bit less humid as we head into the afternoon. We'll be dealing with a chance of showers. Rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Temperature in the mid-70s. Chance for showers and heavy rain as we head into the overnight hours with a threat for a thunderstorm. Heavy rain continues tomorrow, improves by tomorrow night. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, only want to be with you. I guess the question is, who does Brandon Ayuk want to be with? Because the 49ers have negotiated the framework of trades that would send Brandon Ayuk to the Cleveland Browns or the New England Patriots. And if he does go to the Patriots, he has to, you know, it's up to him, really. He has to decide whose contract he wants to accept. And if he does go to the Patriots, I guess Kendrick Bourne would be going to the 49ers in exchange as part of the package, but what do you think, Patriots fans? Is that something that you want to see happen? Upgrading the team when people aren't really sure what to expect this year? I think that's very interesting. Especially when you hear some of the reports out of training camp that certain Drake May hasn't really looked really all that good. But, I mean, come on. It's preseason. Plenty of time. I don't think anybody's expecting him to start week one. But they're saying that Joe Milton has looked better than him. So anyway, that's your sports update there, your Patriots update. We'll keep an eye on that too. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. DSY says he thinks that Kamala Harris will choose Shapiro because that would guarantee Pennsylvania, which she can use, and she will probably win Minnesota anyway. True, but Waltz could also get some of the rest of the Midwest. I mean, and he's also kind of the, you know, Jack Splane put it yesterday, he's a Joe Biden-like guy, you know, although albeit much younger, but he is a progressive, older, white male. I mean, and does that demographic matter for this ticket? So I think it's a good choice to have, because I think either one of those choices is going to be a strong decision. I think Mark Kelly would also be. I think Pete Buttigieg would also be. I think he would make a great Secretary of State. There's a lot of people who are pushing that if Kamala Harris does win, for him to be the Secretary of State. Based on the fact that, you know, he's able to speak multiple languages. He's spent time in other countries. He's studied other cultures. He's a kind of a calming hand. You can say what you want about the infrastructure bill, but they've started to get those projects underway. You've got a new bridge coming here. They're talking about finally being able to replace the Cape Cod bridges. And by the way, I'm working on an article. I don't know if I'll have it up today or not, but I'm working on an article about what the bridges were like before the current bridges. Before the current Bourne and Sagamore Bridge, when they had drawbridges on the canal. Drawbridges, which, by the way, severely cut down how much space they had to maneuver in the canal. And it's really fascinating when you get into canal history. You can go down and take the park tour and get the history of the canal and all that. And there's been a few documentaries that have been made, but it's really interesting because it started off as a private venture. It was a toll canal. You had to pay to use it because everybody would just always go around Cape Cod. And this was like, hey, you want to come through here? It's a lot faster and cheap, a lot faster and quicker, but you know, you've got to pay for it. And investors came in, and a wealthy man was behind it and just didn't make money. Did not get the return on investment that they thought they would. Eventually, the federal government stepped in and bought the canal. And then they said, no wonder it didn't work. Boats could hardly get through it because of these drawbridges that they had. And then they set about on a multi-years process of designing and constructing the new bridges. It was part of the New Deal. And now those bridges are approaching 100 years old. They're 90 years old. And while they've done a great job, I could just picture how much better it would be with more modern, wider bridges, where I don't have to hold my breath if I'm on the inside lane. Or on the outside lane either, for that matter. Speaking of traffic, want to make you aware of a couple of closures that are coming up. So as they have been doing work on the ramps, the Route 18 on-ramp and off-ramp on 195, if they've been doing work on those, they will be having ancillary structure inspections on those ramps coming up tomorrow night and Thursday night. So tomorrow night, and these are going to involve closures that will take place between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. So tomorrow night, the westbound side exit to Route 18 southbound, that will be closed. And there's all the instructions at WBSM.com about the detour that'll be in place. But basically, you're just going to go on to 140 South, take exit 2A to 195 eastbound, then go back eastbound, and then get off at that exit. So basically, you're going to have to go up to a couple more exits, turn around, and go and take the exit on the other side. Then on Thursday, the Route 18 north exit to 195 westbound will be closed. So when you're heading up north 18 and you're getting on to 195, that's going to be closed. So you'll continue to go onto Route 18, turn right onto Cogswell, continue straight on Cogswell, then turn right onto the exit to 195 westbound. So again, all the information is there at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. They will have signage up to let you know where to go. Traffic will be slowed down, so you'll see it coming. But it's just part of the work that they've been doing over there to upgrade. And I mean, I don't know about you. I feel safe enough driving on them. But then when you look at them from the street level, you say, oof, these need work. And so that's what they're in the process of doing now. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Oh, man. How can you hear that song not be in a good mood? You know what that song makes me think of? It makes me think of when I was a kid. And the first bus driver that I ever had that actually played the radio on the bus. And I remember that song coming on each morning. Loved that song. And you know, speaking of buses, our kids are getting ready to head back to school, but they need your help to get there. Trembley Bus Company desperately needs school bus drivers, monitors, and van drivers. Driving a school bus or a van is a great job for retirees, stay-at-home parents, or anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students. If you're interested but you don't have your CDL, they're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. For more information, go to tbcbus.com. That's TBC Bus, Trembley Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and join Trembley Bus Company today and help our kids get back to school. Man, I remember the school bus was both a thing of anxiety for me. And like, kind of my time to hang out with friends and everything. Anxiety because, well, you're on your way to school. But the bus was always a great time. I remember I was lucky enough to live next door to one of my bus drivers. And you got to go on the bus first. You got to have the back seat. And that meant you got to pick what this bus driver had, a CD player. She brought in like a little boom box that ran on batteries and she had it up by the seat and you got to pick what CD she played. And this is 1991, so I was picking the Black Crowes every time. And I remember also many times coming home from playing with my friends outside and there's my bus driver sitting with my mom at the kitchen table. Doesn't matter who the bus driver was. She would always have the bus driver over so that she could make sure that I wasn't doing anything wrong on the bus. But, you know, you could be giving memories like those to this generation of school children. TBCBus.com. So again, as I said earlier, we are awaiting the announcement of Kamala Harris's VP pick. And if we get that information, we will pass it on to you. Haven't seen anything yet. I've got the TV on. I've got Twitter open. My phone will alert me with any updates if anything comes out. So if we do hear anything, we will let you know. Because I'm sure even if you have no intentions of voting for Kamala Harris, you're still interested in finding out who she selects. But it was ABC. It was a WCVB, actually. They put up the latest national poll that actually has Kamala Harris ahead by 3 points. But the real question is, how much is this RFK Jr. bear story going to affect anything, if at all? If you haven't heard this story, it's a wild story, and we've gotten some wild stories from this guy throughout this election. The brain worm story, that got a lot of attention, but this apparently, this was a big story when it happened, that they found a bear cub in Central Park in New York with a bicycle, kind of making it look like the bear had been struck in a bicycle crash. But then animal experts looked at it and said, no, this bear was hit by a car. Somebody brought this bear here. Well, it turns out it was RFK Jr. that brought the bear cub to Central Park. He was heading out with some friends. They're on their way out to go hunting or something, and he saw somebody hit this bear cub, and then he picked it up and he kept it. He was going to skin it and take the meat, but he went off and he did his day of hunting with his friends, and I guess he said they had a good day hunting, and then he had to go to a dinner after that and drove right to the dinner, which I don't know anybody that goes hunting all day and then goes right to dinner afterwards. I think he'd want to go take a shower or something. But he went to this dinner, and then that dinner went late, and then he had to run right to the airport, so he couldn't bring the bear cub home. So his friends, I guess, said, oh, let's go dump it in Central Park. And he was like, yeah, okay. And they're like, oh, let's play a joke. We'll make it look like a bike hit it. What? Say what you will about him. I mean, he doesn't sound like a guy that's really kind of stable. But I guess stability doesn't really matter anymore to some people. Let me take a quick break. Caller, hang on. We will get to you. I just want to get this break out of the way. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've got another whole hour. See, that? I'm one of those people that gets kind of a little uptight about language. And I don't like when words that don't exist suddenly become words that people use. But that's one that always trips me up. A whole nother. That's not a word. You should say another whole. But people say a whole nother. And it's become like commonplace. I do it. And it really doesn't make any sense, but I guess it's become part of the language. But there are other things that I will fight. There are other things I will fight that are not part. Prolly is not a word. I don't care what people. Oh, back in the Middle Ages, well, prolly, you say no. Nobody says. The people who say prolly are people who are trying to say probably, but think that prolly is the word. I saw something in an article from an actual news outlet the other day that said, voila. And it was spelled W-A-L-A, two separate words. Voila. I think what you mean is voila. And that's V-O-I-L-A. But, somebody wrote that, and then maybe an editor saw that and said, yeah, that works. You're right. Voila. No. Ima has become a thing? No, Ima is not a thing. Ima is not a real thing. You got to have, some things I can say, okay, we can relax a little bit on it. But these are things that I just can't abide. And there's many, many more that irk me. People that cannot understand the difference between formerly and formally. Formerly is something that was in the past. Formally is something that is formal. Officially. They're two different words.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.